We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
AJ Baines joins us live now on the line. He is president of the Amherst Chamber of Commerce. AJ, glad to have you on. The president last week announced his intentions to attempt to have vaccination mandates on businesses, especially those who employ over 100. AJ's joining us now to talk about some of the reaction to that. AJ, first off, why don't we just start with around Western New York, and you're focused obviously on Amherst. How many companies, roughly, does this impact or could this impact?
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me on this morning. I really appreciate it. This is going to have an effect on several hundred companies around Western New York. We have over 30 companies in Western New York alone, according to the statistics from Invest Buffalo Niagara, with over 1,000 employees in our area. And we're close to near several hundred with over 500 employees. So when you start looking at this, this is going to have an impact. And as I called around to different HR directors and C-suite executives at a lot of these large employers over the course of the day last Friday after the president's announcement from the day before, just to get a sense of where their heads were at, I think everybody was anxiously awaiting to see what the guidelines were going to look like. You know, the president has indicated they're going to use OSHA as the vehicle to put this out there. But I would say the biggest thing that I heard from the companies was, and it was the common theme, worker safety. Every single company that I spoke to was concerned about worker safety. They've been implementing plans to ensure worker safety. So this was just to further understand, looking for a little more clarity. Was this going to be remote workers needed to be vaccinated? Workers coming into the office place, would they need to be vaccinated? And from what we heard, it sounded like if you had over 100 employees, everyone needed to be vaccinated, or you were going to face stiff penalties.
You know, I'm wondering, did some of them have questions about the testing option? Because if they're not vaccinated, these workers, they would have to undergo weekly testing. Who would pay for that?
Well, that was the biggest question of all. So, again, you have another unfunded mandate being placed on businesses. So who was going to pay? Was it going to be the employee who wasn't vaccinated? Was it going to be the employer? You know, employers have the right to terminate employees if they want to require vaccinations. But I think, you know, especially in this area, everybody's looking to work together, looking to find a common solution in an effort to keep society safe, keep their employees safe. But that was a vast concern of many of them. If you take a company that has 1,000 employees, and if they have currently 90% of their employees are vaccinated, that still leaves 100 employees that are unvaccinated. And if testing for a round number is $100 per employee, that's $10,000 a week. Spread that out over the course of the year, that's $500,000. Who's paying for that? And that was a big question. In Erie County right now, we're closing in on 62% fully vaccinated, 69% around want to have about one dose already. So assuming that these companies have their employees at 90%, that's a big number.
Do you have an idea of how many companies were already going through something like this without the mandate to do so?
So the discussion that I've had with many of the companies were the employees that they were going to bring back. Most of them were going to require vaccines of those employees if they were coming back into the workplace. Some of them were going to have employees stay remote They were strongly encouraging a lot of their employees to get vaccinated, but especially for those remote workers, it wasn't going to be as forced upon. I think what you've seen is, again, the common theme is worker safety. So if they're bringing back employees, they want to make sure that the workspace is safe for everyone. They want to make sure that the ones that are coming back feel comfortable being back in the workplace. You saw incentive plans being placed out across the country with large-scale companies like Delta. You've heard it, smaller-scale companies in Western New York were offering several hundred dollars as an initiative to encourage employees to get vaccinated. But as we start to get back into the workforce and with the larger companies who maybe haven't brought back their workforce yet, this was something that they were looking at. But now if it's being mandated, they're going to look for a lot more clarity on the situation.
And could this keep some of them, some offices, from bringing their workers back into the office?
Well, that's going to be the question then. So if they stay remote, are they going to have to submit to weekly testing or not? And I think that's something that we need to see when the regulations finally do come out. We don't have the language as of yet, what that's going to look like. And if that is the case, I mean, the question becomes, are employees going to, or employers going to terminate these employees? So a lot of unknowns out there. But I think the biggest thing is, again, who's going to pay for this and what is the, you know, formal, if the president said 75 days, when are we going to start that? Is it employees at home? Is it employees in the workplace? There's a lot of unknowns right now. So I think we're all looking to see what the official rules are going to be when they come out. And you still have some people out there and other states that are saying they're going to challenge whether or not it's constitutional.
So a lot of unknowns, and it's all happening at what was an uncertain time to begin with, right? Can you give us kind of a picture of how many companies are still dealing with the staffing shortages? And then, you know, kind of as a side note to that, with those staffing shortages, how many opportunities there are for people maybe looking to switch jobs or looking for something else that there might be right now?
Well, it's been interesting. I think it was no secret to anybody. The hospitality industry was decimated with the COVID-19 pandemic, with the shutdown going into a takeout only. Then as they look to ramp up with the additional unemployment funds that were provided by the federal government, employees choosing to stay home. Some were making more on unemployment than they were making in going to work, so that led to shortages. You saw that in terms of days that companies were open, hours that they were open and operating. And so now, as that has petered out and those extra benefits aren't there anymore, there is hopefully more people getting back into the workforce. What we've seen is, I think it's around 9 million jobs are available throughout the United States. And these are really challenging times for everybody. And I think, again, and I've said it on your show before a couple of weeks ago, the biggest thing is communication between the employers and the employees. It's a two-way street. We're strongly urging our members at the Amherst Chamber of Commerce, both from a management perspective and from a personnel perspective, to just continue to have that dialogue, continue to have that open communication and that open door policy, because it is a pandemic. We're trying the best to navigate through this right now.
AJ, do businesses feel like this mandate might be deepening the divide and pitting their vaccinated workers against the unvaccinated?
I haven't heard that from management yet. I think really this is all moving very fast. I know it seems like we've been in this for a very long time, but the reality of the situation is, the COVID-19 pandemic started to percolate January of 2020, overseas, maybe in late fall of 2019. However, we're now into the fall of 2021. And during that time frame, we've identified what this is. We've identified how to treat it. We've identified a vaccine. We're a country of 330 plus million people. We're getting up to scale, and these are really challenging times, and we're moving as fast as we can. But also, we have a lot of variables and a lot of unknowns that continue to percolate through. So what you're seeing with employers and employees is just that it's a challenge. It's a balancing act. And I think if you have the open line of communication, the flexibility, we moved an entire workforce to be able to work from home. that had never been thought of or could, that it could be accomplished. And when you see what's taking place, I mean, there's a lot of things going on right now.
Hey, AJ, we appreciate the time as always, and thanks for the insight this morning. That's AJ Baines. He's president of the Amherst Chamber of Commerce, talking a little bit about those vaccination mandates, or at least the talk of vaccination mandates coming from the White House.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.